and welcome to APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. This is the show dedicated to you, the homeowner, for you to experience the Dixie difference. If we can help you with your plumbing, heating, or cooling needs, give us a call at 913-825-6600. My name is Keith Ford. Across from me is Dixie Willibird.
And welcome. Welcome to APW Help for Homes.
You have the pep in my voice?
Yeah, you do have more pep, it seems. That is true. Why is that?
I've lost a total of 12 pounds.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Actually,
I think it's more than that. But
you like the recognition. So, hey, good job on your efforts.
Well, I like to be thinner.
and thinner, too.
Because so I was at 234. Now I'm at 218.
I
guess I've lost more than that.
If you're not, obviously it's a radio show, so you can't see unless you go to our Facebook page where we post our videos of some of the radio show. You can definitely go there and check it out at APW Plumbing. But you got a bright orange shirt on today.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, that just kind of makes everything stand out when it's bright and orange.
I wanted to feel like I was in the construction zone.
Oh, right. Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah, it's pretty bright orange, but you can't miss me.
It is.
I wish this was Halloween.
Yeah, it'd be a big pumpkin for sure. Not that big, though. 12 pounds lighter, might I say.
Actually, I think it's more because I was at 234. Now I'm at 218.
Wow. Okay.
So I guess that's like 16 pounds.
I know. And you should be proud of that.
I only got 18 more pounds to lose.
Keep it up.
Then I can start over.
Then you can start over, what, gain all the weight back or what?
No. I may go a little bit. I want to get to 200. Once I reach that, then I'll see physically. I'm an old guy, 52. I got to pan that feel. I got where I'm at.
There you go. You don't look that old at all. People say that to you all the time. So you debonair man you are.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to remind folks, thank you. You are listening to APW Help for Homes. Actually, we like to talk about your home and not us trying to lose weight. But,
or how cute I am.
Or how handsome you are. So we love to give you tips, talk about things that are important to us. We run APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling and done it for over 15 years here in the metro. We service everyone here in the Kansas City metro and surrounding the metropolitan area. We have about an hour radius around our centrally located office here. And so if you have any plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, definitely give APW a call. We appreciate you listening to our show. And if you just tuned in, thanks for finding us. And hopefully we can entertain you plus inform you, which is what we love to do. And I guess in our own special way.
You know, you are now the Nostradamus of HVAC. Or plumbing, I guess it would be.
Nostradamus?
Yeah.
I'm making predictions?
Yeah, you did. How's that? Okay, last weekend, what was our show on?
It was on sump pumps.
And what happened on Monday?
It rained.
Horribly. I'm just saying.
True.
Yeah, something's connected in there. Either.
Well, I do try to actually look at the weather to predict a little bit about how we're scheduling our calls. And
although
the weatherman does not always help me, unfortunately. But yes, so we are in sump pump season, coming upon it really quick. So we're going to talk about sump pumps again today. So thanks for that transition.
Hey, you know, that's what I'm here for.
Great, exactly. So sump pumps, again, if you've ever wondered what a sump pump is, well, then you're lucky. That means that you probably haven't had the need for one. But for the unlucky homeowners of wet basements, here's basically the scoop. Sump pump sits in the basement, either beneath, or in the case of a submersible pump, or above the floor. And it pumps out the water that collects in a sump basin, discharging it. That's the technical word, or basically just pumping it out and away from your home outdoors. Installing one can be super messy. So, of course, you would want to call a company like APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling to make sure that we can take care of all your water problem issues so that they don't become bigger issues in the basement with ruining valuables, ruining memorabilia for yourself, mold, mildew, those types of costs. And we never, ever know that they're going to happen unless, you know, of course, we get the sudden rain. And another great feature to look into, and then I know, Keith, you've got that point I know you want to talk about, is the battery backup, which allows the unit to function even during those power outages. So testing your sump pump and your pump regularly. We always suggest doing that on an annual maintenance to make sure that the valve is functioning and the water doesn't flow back into your basement.
I was just going to say, we keep talking about replacing sump pumps. However, we do install brand new systems where
Absolutely.
We actually cut the concrete, dig the hole, put the basin in there. We do everything for you. So if you don't have a sump pump, hey, however you notice a moisture and you would like to add a sump pump, we do that.
Right.
I just wanted to point that out. I don't think we ever bring that up.
You know what?
Nothing's better than jackhammering concrete.
Right, exactly. And so we do those well. So for anybody who needs to replace a sump pump with a new sump pump, or they just need a whole new sump basin with a new sump pump, we're going to give you $100 off. Just mention the radio show and they'll be happy to honor that for you. Anywhere you can get savings is important, so make sure you take advantage of every coupon you can. So $100 off a sump pump replacement or that brand new sump pump for you. Calling APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling at 913-825-6600. Again, 913-825-6600. Or you can go to thedixiedifference.com and submit a form there, and we'll get back to you at your earliest convenience.
You know, it doesn't seem like spring, but everywhere where I drive, they are putting out all of the plants, all of the mulch. Everything's going out.
It's all getting ready. Exactly.
Yeah, it seems like they are way ahead of us or something.
I think so.
It just seems like everywhere I go now, it's springtime.
Isn't it like May?
It doesn't feel like spring.
You can't really plant anything. I have a purple thumb, so I should not be talking about this.
Correct.
But isn't
you
like May or May 15th or something is kind of that date before you plant?
I think it's like May 10th is the frost-free day.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, so, which May ironically enough is on my birthday.
That's why you remember it?
Yeah, I think so. It's somewhere around there. But yeah, that's the
no
frost. That's
when you decide to become frost-free?
That's the no frost date. So we never get frost after that. However, usually around April, beginning of April, that's when I start doing all my stuff. And I think a lot of people do also around April. So I guess fairly a few
weeks
away.
And what does April bring, by the way? What does April bring?
April showers. May, Keith's birthday.
And it does bring May flowers for Keith's birthday.
Yeah.
And so that's why you want to consider a sump pump or a maintenance check on that sump pump. We'd be happy to do that for you. We have a plumbing inspection that you would be a great value for a customer to take advantage of. We'll check that sump pump along with other issues or non-issues that are in the home. But we also, while we're out there in that plumbing inspection, a whole home plumbing inspection, we'll do a tanked water heater flush for you for a low, low price of $99. So just give us a call on that, and we go ahead and take that a whole home plumbing inspection for you and check that sump pump to make sure, because you definitely want to make sure that it's ready to go before rainy season hits us, because it's already coming. It's already here. So.
Yeah, especially for the ones that usually don't get a lot of rain, so they don't check them. Those are the sump pumps that fail.
Yeah, it's that 10-year flood. You know, and a lot of people experienced that last summer. Yeah. I mean, I know there's hands going up right now like, oh my goodness, I never knew I would ever flood. And then all that rain that came in last summer, like in July, it was like later in the season.
Yeah.
So you always need to make sure that you're prepared, take care of your valuables. And then like you've talked about in other shows, mold and mildew, they can terrorize a home with the ungodly cost it is to remove that type of items.
Yeah, that's all. I think that is the toughest thing as being a consumer, which we are also, and everybody listening, is you don't want to spend money unnecessarily. And so we procrastinate because we're like, you know what? It can hold off. We got other money to spend. The problem is when we don't maintain it, the repair cost that we have to spend is so astronomical sometimes. It's just much easier and better to just pay somebody to come out, get it taken care of, and look at it.
Yes.
Or if you're going to go out there, just put the work in to do it yourself. One of the two. That's why you hire a contractor, right?
Yes.
Because you don't want to do it or you don't know how to. So one of those you need to go do, because you will suffer. And nothing's worse than waiting for insurance checks or staying in hotel rooms or the rest of it. Well, not the hotel rooms. Those are kind of cool. I like staying hotel rooms. But not for like 3 months.
No.
And that's what you see a lot of that. People suffering.
That costs money.
Right. And so for a little bit of money, you're
sump
pump
filling. I do like somebody making my bed, you know, for me, and so that I don't have to. But I don't want to have to like pay for it. So,
yeah. No, it gets expensive. And
right.
Some pumps, they have a tendency, you know, you don't use them except for every once in a while. And over time, they have a tendency to, you know, not work when you need them to.
Absolutely.
So that's why you pre-check them.
If you just joined the show, APW, Help for Homes is who you're listening for. I'm Dixie Williford and Keith
Ford. Awfully orange.
And yeah, you're wearing a bright orange shirt today. We're talking about sump pumps. And it is necessary to maintain your sump basin and your sump pumps. So we recommend always doing that on an annual, every year basis. We have $100 off going in any replacement or...
I'm trying to look skinnier.
Yes, you are. Any replacement of a sump pump. And so take advantage of that coupon. This is coming upon that season that sump pumps are used more often, but they can be used all year long. They're, again, it what it is and what it's doing for you is pumping water from your basement out and away from the home. And for that moisture that collects down in the basement and any of the flash flooding, obviously, sometimes we have power outages, so battery backup is almost as important as the initial sump pump and basin itself. So definitely things that you want to look into. We can give you free estimates on those items as well by calling APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling at 913-825-6600, or you can go to thedixiedifference.com and put in a form there to get you taken care of. But we are in the office today, so we'd be happy to help you at 913-825-6600. And we do have the whole home plumbing inspection. I think I gave the wrong price earlier, and that's at $125. So a tanked water heater flush will maintain and check out that sump pump and other items in the home for you for a great value. Call 913-825-6600. I'm Dixie Williford across from Keith Ford. You're listening to APW Health for Homes. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello and welcome back to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Williford.
I thought you were about to sing there. I am like some little song.
That's my radio
keying
voice.
In here. Is that what it is? You know, I like it. I like it. Keep it up.
I want to let you know that watching that video, I guarantee you what they say, that the videos make you look like you gained 40 pounds is
what
true.
Video are you talking about?
I was watching the video when you were recording us.
Oh, right.
Live.
So we were, last segment was recorded live, and you can go to Facebook to see it at our APW Plumbing and Heating and Cooling page, which we encourage you to do because we got all kinds of great stuff on there. You can just scroll down and check it all out.
But don't they say it caused you to gain 40 pounds? So that's what it looked like to me.
No, it does. It's because you're wearing a bright orange shirt. That's
I looked
why.
At least 40 pounds heavier.
Exactly.
I am much skinnier than
like
that
look like you're
picture.
A construction guy today or something.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I like it.
Roadside,
a little Jack Cameron.
Roadside guy. That's kind of what it's more. Yeah, roadside assistance or something. Yeah. Please don't hit me.
When I go to retire, I may do that.
Good.
You roadside
assistance? That's actually, you know what? That's pretty tough work. It's a little bit harder. You literally could lose your life on those jobs because of crazy drivers. So,
yes.
Maybe that's not a bad idea.
I have good insurance policy. That's not very
funny.
Nice.
I'm just kidding. But welcome back to APW Help for Homes. We are talking about getting ready for rainy season. And with APW being a plumbing, heating, and air conditioning company, we want to get you ready for rainy season on our plumbing side of this business with proper sump pump information here. And of course, if you're not even sure what a sump pump is, well, that's usually a good thing because you've never had a flooded basement with moisture coming in from either underground or excessive rain or flash flood or any of that type of stuff. But I guarantee you, you'll be touched by it at some point in your life. And if you're a homeowner, a flooded basement is never anything that you ever want to go through. I mean, if you just think about anything that's down there, that we keep and we store, or in our case, I mean, our family lives in our basement as well.
Yes, we do.
We're literally all living in there right now. We're doing the major remodel physically at our home, so we've all moved to the basement as we're remodeling upstairs. But we got a couple kids' bedrooms downstairs, and so of course we'd want to take advantage of products that will protect that area that potentially could flood because of rain. And that's what a sump pump would do for you. Pump the water out and away from the house. And battery backups are just as important, especially if there's any power outages, which absolutely do happen, to make
sure. Something about power outages and storms.
And storms go together.
Go hand in hand.
Absolutely. So we want to make sure that we're, informing you that. We do free estimates all the time. Actually, we're already running a lot of sump pump calls. It's kind of one of the reasons why I actually have done the show last two weekends, because folks are already in tune to it. We just want to make sure the rest of Kansas City and the surrounding areas are in tune to it as well, to make sure you know that you can take care of that sump pump, make sure it's being maintained. It should be looked at once a year. And it's just out of sight, out of mind. You never think about it. It's quite all right. But that's what we're here for, is to remind you, be that alarm going off in your head. You can call APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling either, again, for that free estimate if you don't have one or you need to replace the one you have. And we do have a $100 off coupon for an installation for that. And then in addition to that, we do have a whole home plumbing inspection for $125. We'll go through and make sure all plumbing appliances are working, you know, like they should, and you're not losing any extra water and adding to that water bill. We're also going to do a tanked water heater flush for you. I mean, that's just a weight in gold as far as taking care of that. Should be done yearly as well. And then we'll make sure that we check out your sump pump. Make sure it's working properly and ready for the rainy season coming upon us with, again, April showers bringing May flowers for Keith's birthday.
Right. Hey, you know, rainwater is naturally soft.
Yes, of
course. It doesn't collect mineral hardness until it actually enters the ground and picks up limestone.
You know what I like to call mineral hardness?
Rocks and boulders.
Wow, that was my line, yours.
I don't know what you like to call it. What is it?
I do. That's what it is. It's rocks and boulders in your water.
Wait a second. You say that about my skull also.
Right. There's rocks and boulders in there too. Yeah. You know, just shake your head a little bit. You'll hear it. So,
good point.
Yeah, absolutely. So good transition there, because we wanted to talk about water conditioners, water softeners today. We get some questions on that. People kind of either way, they're like, oh, I know my water's hard. What do I do about it? What products do you have? Or they kind of say the opposite. I'm like, well, we don't have smelly water. I think the city takes care of our water really well. So I want to kind of address both of those questions and let you know about options. Kansas City in general and the metropolitan area and surrounding areas are considered very hard water, either 7 grains of mineral hardness or more. And that on the scale is what they consider very hard water.
Yeah, if you look at an aspirin, if you dissolved it in a gallon of water, that's equal to 5 grains of mineral hardness, or 7,000 grains is equal to 1 physical pound of rock.
That sounds so smart.
Yeah,
wow.
It is. It's the only thing I know. Yeah. Hey, did I tell you that Steve Dresser, in case he's listening today, hit me in the face?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, he threw,
he did what to your face?
He hit me in the face.
Oh, he hit you in the face. Right. Steve is one of our longtime plumbers at APW. The guy is always smiling. So I think it's funny if he
hit
you in
the face. He was up in the attic and I said, hey, can you toss that to me? And so I hit something with my foot and I looked down and I kept walking and I looked up. And boom, the item hit me in the face.
Oh, wow.
It hurt.
Oh, I bet you he was laughing about that, too.
No. He was concerned because he was like, I'm sorry,
Well, the good thing is that I don't see any bruises, so I think you're okay.
No, I'm still
your
cute.
Your bruised ego,
actually,
maybe.
I think it straightened my nose.
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, my straightened goodness. It back from the last time.
But I wanted to point that out. Somebody who knows a lot about water softeners as well as Steve. He's been doing that for a long time. So thanks for that squirrel moment. I appreciate it. Moving back to water softeners, though, we can talk about sump pumps, and we'll definitely take questions about sump pumps. But water softeners is something we get questions a lot. The water softeners APW sells. It was top of the line equipment, but at a great valued price. I'll tell you that. And it does just more than remove rocks and boulders out of your water that damages all your water using appliances. But it also filtrates your water. So you get that bottled water quality taste throughout your whole home. So you're not showering in chlorine. So you can remove those filters from your shower heads. And you're getting the bottled water quality taste right from your faucet. So you can refill those bottled water all the time. So we're going to talk a little bit more about water softeners. We're already going to take another break. That went by fast. Yeah. But we do have a $100 off coupon on a installed water softener from APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. So we're going to talk more about what it is, why you need it, and what great products APW has. If you have any questions on that, call us at 913-825-6600. You can get free estimates on sump pump replacement or a new one. And free estimate on water softeners or anything plumbing, heating, and cooling. You're listening to APW Help for Homes. I'm Dixie Williford, and across from me is Keith Ford. Stay tuned, because we'll be right back.
Hello, and welcome back to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Willibird.
And welcome back. We are talking about a couple of topics today, so thanks for listening in and staying tuned in with us. If you just tuned in to APW Help for Homes, thanks for listening, and we appreciate it. We Oh, you know what? I want to give a shout out to Marilyn Woodward. She is, we just did a major HVAC install, heating and cooling equipment, and she's a radio listener. Wanted to say thank you very much for your business. And so because she listens to the radio show, just want to give her a thank you and appreciate your business. And thanks for being such a valued APW customer. So
that's nice. Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. And heading back to, again, talking about water mainly today. Wait a second, though.
I got a question about that squirrel moment. Okay. Because you say that to me. It's like you
that was
got
last
a squirrel
segment.
Moment.
Last segment, you had a squirrel moment, yes. Right. And?
But see, I don't understand that because they say squirrels forget 50% of the nuts that they bury or that they store. And every time I'm driving down the road and a squirrel runs into the street, they freeze and stare at me. And I have to, like, try not to run them over and kill them.
Oh, no. I always stay straight line. So, you know, this is my country driving that you're tapping into right now, is that you just keep driving forward. Don't weave, because if you weave, you're probably going to hit the animal. If you just go forward, it's going to then, it'll avoid you. It will avoid you.
I'm just saying that's what squirrels do. They stop, they freeze, they look at you. How's that a squirrel? I don't understand the squirrel moment
thing. I think that's just the squirrels that you deal with. The squirrels I deal with, they run. Huh. I never see a squirrel stop so and look at me.
I mean, they're running. Dumb squirrels.
I guess. you must attract the dumb.
Me.
Why do you attract the dumb squirrels?
I don't know, Dixie. Why do I attract the dumb squirrels?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Gosh, Lee, that came back right at me.
Yeah, it did.
So anyway, trying to focus back on APW Hope for Homes.
Yeah. Hard water.
Sump pumps and hard water is what we're talking about today. Not that they have anything to do together, but there are basic topics that we've been getting a lot of calls at the office recently, and that's kind of what drives the show a lot of times, or what we have going on at APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. So folks are getting ready for their sump pumps. They've had a little damage already with some of the rain that we've had, and or they know that the rain is coming, because we know April showers bring May flowers. And so we want to make sure that the rest of you out in Kansas City and the surrounding area that we service is thinking about it too. And, you know, sump pumps, again, are something that drive the water away from your basement that may collect even if your basement's just a damp area. So that's something that you want to make sure you take care of, and then look at the feature of battery backup. Maybe your sump pump is working just fine, doing what it needs to do, but you don't have the battery backup feature, so that when, again, like you were talking about last segment, storms usually come with lots of other problems, and that being out of electricity. So when we have those power outages, the battery backup does kick in and make sure that your basement stays dry. We have $100 off a installed sump pump from APW. Take advantage of that coupon. Call for your free estimate, and we'd be happy to come out and look it out. Actually, another reason you can give APW a call, whether you're a current customer or you want to give us a try, is for a whole home plumbing inspection for $125. While we do that, we'll check out that sump pump for you. Make sure that's working properly. Check out any of the other water features in your home to make sure they're running efficiently and you're not losing any water that would drive those water bills up. And while we're doing all that, we're going to perform a tanked water heater flush for you as well. So it's a great value of money and time, and a great time saver for you as well, especially when you don't like to do the tanked water heater flushes. Those should be done annually, as well as checking your sump pump annually as well. So we can do that all for you. But if you need a free estimate, we can take care of that as well for the sump pump. Now that I said all that, from
That's
APW,
a lot
it
to
was,
say.
It was again, 913-825-6600. What's the number, Keith?
913-825-6600.
That was just a pop quiz for you. Just wanted to make
Dude,
sure.
If I got that wrong, we're in trouble.
Yeah,
I've been
it's
saying
like
that
auto
number
dial.
For like 15 years, 17 years, whatever it's been.
It's been over 15 years now that we've been doing it in the Metro. Just to July will be our 16th anniversary. So we got to figure out something coming up for we did a big party on the 15th anniversary. Yeah. So got to keep that party going.
Why don't me and you just go somewhere?
Yeah, just you and I. Just forget the whole other company.
Yeah.
Hey, see you later, guys. We're going to go celebrate our 16th anniversary for APW, not our marriage. So no, that's too funny. Too funny.
Hey,
the rest of everybody wouldn't
just
think
working
so
on a game plan. That's all.
Thinking about you. That's funny. So anyway, so what a transition. I wanted to make sure we were talking about both of these topics in the segment, which is water softeners. And they are a needed product. It is not a luxury product as most folks view them. It is a needed product in the home. You absolutely, in and around the Kansas City area, have very hard water. What very hard water means is that you have mineral hardness in your water. What that means is that means rocks and boulders are in your water, and rocks and boulders murder water-using appliances. You see it on the faucets and shower heads, especially when you've got them spraying off in all kinds of different directions. That's the same thing that's collecting in your tanked water heater. Just think about it. If your tanked water heater's been sitting there for 10 years, the amount of mineral hardness that is collected over that time, it is working overtime to heat through all that mineral hardness, then to get to the water to actually heat your water. So you're wasting a ton of energy by having mineral hardness in your water because it's just collecting there in your tanked water heater.
Yeah, and when water expands from heat, it has a tendency to release more minerals or more sediment, and so your water heater fills up sediment quicker than any other item.
That sounded really smart, too. Good job.
Yeah, you keep this up, and I may have three or four good points by the time we get done.
That was another smart one.
Yeah, I've gotten two so far, plus the squirrel comment.
Absolutely.
That's maybe three. Depends how you want to rank these things.
Right, exactly. Keith has talked to thousands of people in and around.
We have 6 million listeners.
Exactly, but I'm not talking about the radio. You've been in thousands of people's homes and installed thousands of water softeners for folks in and around the Kansas City metropolitan area.
Yeah, but I'm kind of like, it's like, what was the country western star always wore black? What's his name?
Clint Black?
No. Older guy, passed away, Rings of Fire, Johnny Cash.
Of course, Johnny Cash. Yeah,
right, okay. I'm kind of like Johnny Cash's wife. Do you know who she is? No, you don't. But you know Johnny Cash, right?
No,
so you're like Johnny Cash.
Walk the line.
I'm the wife. I'm kind of like the wife. Nobody really knows me. So I go in these houses and nobody knows what I do or who I am.
Okay.
They're just like, that Dixie and her husband are really great people. Like, yeah, they're really nice.
Oh, you're talking about being in thousands of people's homes
and
not being recognized for the radio show.
Yeah.
Okay,
nobody
you
ever
lost
knows.
Me for a moment. I was like, where are you going with this
and
topic?
And I even say, I'll go on where there's a radio customer, and then I'll introduce myself as Keith Ford, and they don't even look at me. They don't even know. They say, so what's that Dixie girl like? I don't know. She's
is that what
nice
they say,
lady.
Dixie girl?
Yeah,
Dixie girl.
That Dixie lady, she seems really nice. Oh, yeah, she's incredibly nice.
That's funny.
Squirrel.
You have been in thousands of homes here in Kansas City, and that is the truth. And you have passionately talked about residential water treatment and protecting their homes and away from mineral hardness. A mineral hardness does damage water-using appliances. You get 50% longer life out of your water-using appliances just installing a water softener in your home. That's insignificant. You think about everything that runs water through. You've got your water, you've got your tanked water heater. We already talked about your washing machine, your dishwasher, your faucets, the pipes that run all throughout your home. The ice maker, coffee maker. I can go on and on.
No, there's a,
what
you know,
it destroys by not removing the mineral hardness out of your home.
There's a lot of plumbing stuff. Virtually everything water runs through, mineral hardness is going to destroy it. And we've seen all of it. We repaired all of it. But I tell you what, still the same thing. You know me. You know, when it comes to like having mold in your house or air quality, there's certain things that just bother me, carbon monoxide and stuff. And what really gets to me is when people have skin issues. And a lot of times treated water will help repair, replace, fix, whatever it is, especially like eczema.
Dry skin and eczema.
Psoriasis is a medical issue, even though chlorine does irritate it. Hey, but eczema, treated water, from all of my experiences, makes a huge difference. Virtually, I could wash somebody's hand once in it, and you can see the difference in treated water. And that's the only thing that gets to me is when, especially when I see a child, a young adult who doesn't have a choice, and they are suffering with the skin, that really gets to me all the time. Not that I think the parents are bad or anything. It just, that's the part that I guess pulls my heartstrings a little bit that I don't like.
That's why we like to talk about water softeners, because first off, most plumbers, I guarantee you 99% of plumbers that I've ever interviewed
in my
15 years of doing, my almost 20 years of doing this, don't know anything about water softeners.
Oh,
so
yeah.
When you talk about water softening to any plumber, they don't know the information. But we at APW, you absolutely have invested a ton of time into water softeners, because water softeners are an anti-plumbing product. You know, they remove the mineral hardness. And again, you get up to 50% longer life out of your water using appliances, pipes, everything by installing a water softener. So again, that's why I joke it's the anti-plumbing product. But we know a lot about it. We are more invested in taking care of your home. So if you want a free estimate from APW on a water softener, we'd be happy to give it to you. We also comes with a filtration system, so you get bottled water quality taste throughout your whole home. Call 913-825-6600 when the office today, or you can give us a call anytime. We're almost out of time, so I got to run to a quick break. You're listening to APW, Help for Home. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
Hello and welcome back to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I'm Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Williford.
And welcome back. We'll jump right in. This is our last segment.
It always goes by so quick.
I know. It gets, you know, when you're having fun. We love to do this. We love to talk about great things about folks' home in and around Kansas City, and we just love sharing the information. I've got some great topics today. With the April showers bringing May flowers, we've got sump pump season upon us. And again, if you didn't know what a sump pump was, well, hopefully you learned a few things. But really, just to recap, if you just tuned in, it's lucky if you don't know what a sump pump is. But you probably may have not need one, but that doesn't mean that you don't need one in your near future. For unlucky homeowners, like I said earlier, of wet basements, here's a scoop. A sump pump is something that sits in your basement, usually in a sump basin, excuse me. And the sump pump pumps the water out and away from your home that sits in that sump basement, you know, discharging, again, it outdoors. So if you don't have one, never had one installed in the home, you should really get a free estimate from APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. We'd be happy to do that for you. We have $100 off the, right now going on for that. So take advantage of that program. If you have a sump pump, not sure if it's working, know that it's not working, then definitely give us a call as well before you get caught in a rainstorm and really wished you would have made that call to APW and take $100 off a brand new sump pump for you. We'll definitely love to help you out. And let's say you're not sure. Let's say that it's not something that you really want to take a care of. But if you do want to take care of it yourself, then what you do is you know where that sump pump and the basin are located. Then go grab some buckets and literally just start pouring water in that basin. And then you'll know for sure if it's kicking on. And if it's draining that water out and away from your home, then everything seems to be working properly. If you'd like a professional to come out and do that, we're going to make sure that all the connections and fittings are nice and tight. I guarantee you, after long periods of time, we have seen a sump pump is working properly, but the connections have vibrated loose. So that is something that we will check as well, just to make sure that all the fittings going to your sump pump are nice and tight and haven't vibrated loose just usage. So that can happen, and that does happen. So you can take some precautionary measures. We do have a $125 whole home plumbing inspection with tanked water heater flush. Take advantage of that, a radio special, and we'll make sure that we do a whole home plumbing inspection with that included sump pump, as I was just speaking of. Call 913-825-6600. Again, 913-825-6600. Don't want to go too fast.
Are we going back to water treatment again?
Yes. Well, you know, and that's the other topic. We've been talking water. But on the other flip side, what? How do you get rid of those rocks and boulders out of your water by removing mineral hardness?
Yeah. So, I mean, the big deal is your water using appliances last up to 50% longer, right? You reduce your energy cost in your water heater by about 27%. Okay. To me, what makes the world of difference is what it does for your skin.
Yes.
And your hair.
Yep.
Really, so does. If you have...
It greatly reduces dry skin and eczema. And I'm a personal testament to that.
Oh, you have like alligator skin without it.
I don't have eczema, but I definitely have dry, very dry skin.
No,
and
it's
definitely alleviates that. I don't have to always put lotion on immediately after. And the other reason for that, too, is that you not only get the rocks and boulders out, but we also remove the chlorine out of the water, which also is a skin irritant. Not only do we like to taste chlorine, we don't like the smell of chlorine, but it also irritates the skin. And that is also eliminated with our water softeners. That is not something that's eliminated with water softeners in general. It's an extra feature that our water softeners all have included because we always sell the best equipment at a great price.
Yeah, it's holding your hand is like holding a really dry rock.
I was trying to move on from my personal dry skin.
Yeah, but I kept imagining it in my mind how your skin...
It's much better with our water softener.
No. Oh, you guys don't understand. Like, her skin, you can literally see the crevices in her hand because they get so dry.
If we forget to put salt in the water softener, that is something that you have to maintain a bag a month based on a family of four is the general rule with our water softener.
Yeah, I guess I may have forgotten that a few times.
Right.
However, it still works. It works great, but... That is huge. So if you have any type of dry skin, eczema, you really should consider calling to at least see what it'll do for you. Nothing's guaranteed, but it makes a world incredible, big, huge difference.
Yeah.
So that's what I say to you.
Yeah.
Iron matey.
Go in with definitely the skin. But the thing that most folks think about is their water using appliances and really protecting those. You do get 50%, up to 50% longer life out of your water using appliances, your washing machine, your dishwasher, coffee maker, ice machine maker, tanked water heater, tankless water heater. Actually, tankless water heaters say right in most of their warranties in the owner's manual that if you don't have a water softener or you don't do annual maintenance, they won't honor the warranty.
Right.
So, you know, now, that's something to think about.
I did have a guy tell me once that if he would have known what he found out, he would have got it a lot sooner. He goes, "You should tell everybody about it." And I said, "What's that?" He goes, "My ice cubes stopped sticking."
Because he got a water softener.
That's what he claims. Okay. I have no idea. He said before I'd have to take an ice pick and break up my ice cubes.
I don't know about that one.
But now that I got it, he goes, "If you'd have told me that from the beginning, I would have got one a long time ago.
Well, you know what?
I was like, huh, I didn't really think about it.
I always joke that it's great water. I don't know about it being holy water, but, you know, I mean, it does a lot of amazing things.
Yeah, your clothes are really soft.
Yeah, they do.
It makes a world of difference for your clothes off, especially if, as you know, some of us perspire a little bit, right, after puberty. Perspiration kind of hits all of us. Right. And so your clothes, because you have hard water, your detergents don't actually get out of your clothes completely. So that's why you have a smell, right? Mm-hmm. If your clothes were clean, there could be no smell. Right? You think about that. Clothes clean, no smell. Your clothes have a smell. They can't be completely clean.
A fragrance. And when they come out of the dryer, there's usually a fragrance in your clothes that you chose when you were in the grocery aisle of, you know, what you wanted your clothes to smell like when they were clean. But your point being, if they were truly clean when they came out of the dryer after being washed, would they have a smell at all? And there's a reason why that smell is there. And advertising has kind of fooled us into thinking if it smells good or has a fragrance, then it's clean. But isn't perfume or cologne something you put on us?
Yeah.
It's not something that, you know, if it's so, it means that there's still stuff and dirt in your clothes when it's coming out of the dryer.
Right. My big point, though, is you know how in the summertime when you get all perspiry?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sweaty.
Uh-huh. Hey, your clothes kind of stick to you.
Oh, yeah.
Not when you have soft water.
Right.
Because your clothes don't have the detergent. That detergent gets all moist and it sticks to your body. It's kind of gross. So if you have soft water, it's all fluffy, airy.
Yes.
Feels like silky.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, it could
like
be
silky?
Another skin irritant. And the other thing that I want to make sure, our water softeners at APW have a built-in filter, a carbon filter in the system that give you bottled water quality taste. It removes the chlorine and other chemicals the city adds to your water so bacteria doesn't grow from the plant to your home. However, once it makes it to your home, you don't need the chlorine in your water anymore. That's why we like the taste of bottled water. Well, you can have bottled water throughout your whole home and replenish your own bottled water and save hundreds and hundreds of dollars every year by having our water softener and eliminating bottled water cost. So that's a great feature with our water softeners, and we can do that at a great value price for you as well. You can call for a free estimate. We have $100 off water softeners, APW water softeners, that is. Just let them know you heard us on the radio at 913-825-6600. Call now. We're in the office, and we can get that free estimate set up for you, and no time at all. So I'm already out of time. We've got the $100 sump pump special going on as well, $125 whole home plumbing inspection. APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling is the place to be and to call. 913-825-6600. We're out.